It's a long time coming for me personally. You know, the last 2 or 3 weeks have been a whirlwind once again. But I think getting ready for this week, in reality, realizing the opportunity ahead of me is one that I want to be well prepared for and not take advantage of.
The pressure of the playoffs, the mentality, how do you handle that yourself?
To be honest with you, I know I don't have the most playoff experience around here, but it's to me, the game of football boils down to being able to execute, do your job, and being able to do that is a great reap of preparation, and I've always prided myself on that. The stakes are high, you know, if you don't win, you go home, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to play relaxed and loose, and that's what I'm going in thinking Saturday.
How much more comfortable is this opportunity, why you took that phone call from Bill Belichick?
Well, this is why. I mean, we're at this point now. You know, I understood that this is probably the last opportunity that I will have a chance, at a significant chance of having to win a Super Bowl. And when the opportunity arrives, this is definitely one. This is the week. I mean, now we're talking about why I decided to take coach on the offer.
When you look around the locker room, all the injuries this team has had, why do you still think that this team has a legitimate chance of going to Santa Clara?
I think my teammates understand that we all play an important role. We all got to know our jobs and next man up kind of deal. And to win Super Bowls and to do it continuously like this organization has done, each guy understands that their job is important. So now that being said, we may have some guys banged up. We might be missing some people. But as long as guys understand and buy in to which they have done, I think we do give our chance a really good chance of doing some good things.
Steve, since you got here, obviously you've been preparing and learning about the playbook, learning about the offense. As you go into the playoffs now, are you in a position now where you can just react and be a football player, or are you still in a thinking position about where am I in the right place, or am I doing the right thing?
Well, I always want to think.
Sometimes athletes overthink, if you know what I mean.
Right. And I think that's where my veteran wisdom will come in, where, you know, first couple weeks, the first two Jets, Dolphins, you want to think, you want to do things precisely, you want to do things correctly. At this point, I do feel comfortable with the language and the offense. I trust that the coaching staff won't put me in a position where they don't think I can execute a job. So that's where the comfort of the two of us come in. As far as me, once the game is being played and once the ball is snapped, I let my own natural ability take over. And you know what? If you make a mistake, you make a mistake going 100 miles per hour, and you just don't think about it. You got to have a short memory, successful or unsuccessful. You got to move on to the next play.
Not an easy defense.
Is he any different this week? What have you noticed now that you've been a teammate of his that maybe has surprised you or something that stands out?
No, I, to be honest with you, with Tom, nothing surprised me. It's actually more of saying what I thought and assumed was correct. He's a guy that in film study and walkthroughs and practice, he looks for those keys that we go in the meeting room looking for and digesting, and he goes out every opportunity we get together as an offense to look for those things, to hone in on them, and to put us in the best position as an offense.
You talked about your natural ability. How much easier is it for that to come out when you have your full complement of offensive players with Julian Edelman and now coming back in addition to the rest of the guys?
It helps. It helps a lot because when you have all the starters or you have all the playmakers on the field, defense has to play honest and true. And I think that lets Josh call an offensive game strategy, which keep the defense on the heels and let all of us thrive.
Not an easy defense you're going against on Saturday, is it?
No, they're very opportunistic. They're ball hawkers that get out to the quarterback and off to the ball carrier. So we have to make sure that we take advantage and execute and be disciplined.
After all these years, are you nervous about what's coming?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm excited, if anything. The opportunity is here. I'm one that I won't take advantage of. Take for granted, but take advantage of. But nerves, no. Excitement, yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.